Smell that.
Smell that.
Good that. Yeah. Good girl.
It's noon on a bright springtime day in Manhattan's Riverside Park. The gently undulating green space abuts the busy West Side Highway, not far from the Hudson River. Joggers, picnickers, and schoolchildren are all here.
This would not necessarily be a terribly easy or quick place to search.
Susanna Charleston is visiting New York with her partner, Puzzle, a blonde female golden retriever. The team is part of Mark 9 Canine Search and Rescue in Dallas, Texas. While there are no reported missing persons in Riverside Park today, Charleston still considers how they would begin a search here. The weather and terrain pose some interesting challenges.
To search, we'd have to get downwind. You've got lots of little hills and valleys that would be channeling sand, the way water channels, you know, down a physical ravine. We know that when sand hits horizontal surfaces, like the sides of buildings, it responds to that. You know, it'll go up, it'll go out. One of the things that I would know is that if we had a victim near this overpass and where the freeway is, you're getting a lot of churn from all that car passage. The human scent's still there. There's a lot of exhaust, and human scent's still there, but it would be churning. It would be in motion, and then the wind would pick it up. And so we have to begin to see where scent's going by which way the dog is moving.
The landscape of smells that dogs perceive is too rich for humans to even imagine. Charleston likens a dog's ability to find a human scent that may be weeks or months old to our ability to spot a pink dot in a handful of thrown confetti.
Exactly that way for scent for these dogs. In this whole 3 acres of scent, they go, yep, there it is, human.
What do humans smell like?
The dogs aren't saying, but it must be pretty good because they seem very willing to find us.
At 5 years old, Puzzle knows what humans smell like and the many smells that humans can have, depending on their age, their emotions, and whether or not they're still alive. Puzzle is a veteran of many search and rescue missions following tornadoes and flash floods. She has helped find missing children, as well as elderly Alzheimer's patients who wander off.
And these dogs can either find every single human in a given area, like they might have to in a disaster, or they can smell a scent article, an object, a personal object like a shoe or a sock from an individual. And if told to find only that, they'll ignore 100 people in a given area and find only the one.
Puzzle's skill is the result of years of ongoing training and genetics.
She came from a litter of 10, and all 10 puppies were tested at 6 weeks and 10 weeks old. Aptitude tested for various gifts, high drive, willingness to work for a human, curiosity, problem-solving skills, stick-to-itiveness, tenacity, those kinds of things. And she was the one that really emerged as the search and rescue candidate. So the breeder and my team's head trainer chose her for me. So it was almost like an arranged marriage.
Like most golden retrievers, Puzzle has a friendly personality and a tail that never seems to stop wagging. But Charleston explains that much more than that is needed for a working dog with a life or death job.
Certainly obedience is at the heart of good search work, because obedience means that both handler and dog are disciplined. And you gotta have discipline, because there's too many emergency conditions out there. And you need to be able to say stop and the dog stop, because you don't want them to come to harm. But in this partnership, we have an understanding. And it's not by any means a dictatorship. We joke that the dogs catch on quicker than the handlers do, and it's really true. We respect their gifts, and we let them do their job.
Search and rescue dogs do seem to take joy in a job well done. Charleston recalls the time an autistic child had been missing for 8 hours. A team of dogs was given a whiff of his sock and went out on the trail.
And when the boy was found, and especially the moment when he reconnected with his weeping mother, every single dog was downwind of him at the time, and they all just... They were just elated. You know, it was very much a moment of, you're why we're here. You know, they liked every person on scene, but they really liked him, you know, because he was found, he was home, he was the objective, he was their rock star.
Whatever the outcome, Charleston says that search and rescue dogs always work hard and heroically.
They jump into this because we ask them to do so. And they do so with good heart because they know we need them to do it.
Canine handler Susanna Charlson wrote about her many experiences with Puzzle in a new book. It's called Scent of the Missing, Love and Partnership with a Search and Rescue Dog. That dog is now searching for a bit of playtime, a game of fetch and a serious romp. Hardworking and heroic she may be, but Puzzle is still a dog. For VOA News, I'm Adam Phillips, Riverside Park, New York.